rights and equality. Liberal Democrats exist to build a free society where every person's rights and liberties are protected. Everyone should be able to live their lives as who they are, free to pursue their dreams and fulfill their potential, safe in the knowledge that their fundamental rights will be protected. In decades past, the UK has led the world in advancing human rights, civil liberties and equality for women, LGBT plus people and disabled people. But under the Conservatives, progress has stalled. They are failing to stand up to hatred and prejudice or tackle entrenched inequalities. Instead, they are threatening to rip up the UK's Human Rights Act, which protects our fundamental British freedoms. Liberal Democrats champion the freedom, dignity, and well-being of every individual. We will combat all forms of prejudice and discrimination wherever they exist, including where intersectionality means individuals face particular disadvantages. We believe that the UK's rich diversity is one of its greatest strengths. We will celebrate that diversity and ensure it is better reflected throughout public life. We will apply the principles of openness, transparency, and accountability to tackle institutional biases, promote equality, and hold power to account. We will champion the Human Rights Act and resist any attempts to weaken or repeal it. Develop and implement a comprehensive race equality strategy to address deep inequalities, including in education, health, criminal justice, and the economy. Make misogyny a hate crime and give police and prosecutors the resources and training they need to prevent and prosecute all hate crimes while supporting survivors. Give everyone a new right to flexible working and every disabled person the right to work from home if they want to, unless there are significant business reasons why it is not possible. Respect and defend the rights of people of all sexual orientations and gender identities, including trans and non-binary people. Ban all forms of conversion therapies and practices. Scrap the Conservatives' draconian anti-protest laws, restoring pre-existing protections for both peaceful assembly and public safety, and immediately halt the use of live facial recognition surveillance by the police and private companies. In addition, we will defend hard-won British rights and freedoms by upholding the UK's commitment to the European Convention on Human Rights and resisting any attempts to withdraw from it. Establishing a new right to affordable, reasonable legal assistance and making the legal aid system simpler, fairer and more generous. Introducing a digital bill of rights to protect everyone's rights online, including the rights to privacy, free expression and participation without being subjected to harassment and abuse. Ending the bulk collection of communications data and internet connection records. Introducing a legally binding regulatory framework for all forms of biometric surveillance. Upholding the Equality Act 2010 and making caring and care experience protected characteristics as set out in Chapter 7. Ensure that survivors of violence against women and girls and domestic abuse get the support they deserve by fully implementing the Istanbul Convention on preventing and combating violence against women and domestic violence with protections for all survivors regardless of nationality or immigration status. Expanding the number of refuges and rape crisis centres to meet demand. Ensuring sustainable funding for services to support survivors of domestic abuse, with a particular focus on community-based and specialist by and for services. Ensuring that survivors are properly supported within the criminal justice system, as set out in Chapter 11. Require social media companies to publish reports setting out the action they have taken to address online abuse against women and girls and other groups who share a protected characteristic. Stand up to hatred by exposing and confronting the stereotyping, demagoguery and hate speech in public life and the media that inflames hatred and leads to spikes in hate crimes. providing funding for protective security measures to places of worship, schools, and community centres that are vulnerable to hate crime and terror attacks. Expand the rights of couples by introducing legal recognition of humanist marriages, implementing the Law Commission's proposals to reform wedding laws, giving couples more choice over how and where their wedding takes place, while respecting religious beliefs and practices. Extending limited legal rights to cohabiting couples to give them greater protection in the event of separation or bereavement. Protect everyone's right to make independent decisions over their reproductive health without interference by the state, and ensure access to high-quality reproductive health care, including enforcing safe access zones around abortion clinics and hospitals. Tackle the specific economic barriers facing women by ending the gender price gap so that women are not charged more than men for practically identical products or services marketed at them. Ending period poverty by introducing a right for anyone who needs them to access free period products. Expanding access to flexible, affordable childcare, doubling statutory maternity pay, and expanding shared parental leave as set out in Chapter 9. Reform the gender recognition process to remove the requirement for medical reports, recognize non-binary identities in law, and remove the spousal veto. Improve diversity in the workplace and public life by requiring large employers to monitor and publish data on gender, ethnicity, disability, and LGBT plus employment levels, pay gaps, and progression, and publish 5-year aspirational diversity targets. Extending the use of name-blind recruitment processes in the public sector and encouraging their use in the private sector. Improving diversity in public appointments by setting ambitious targets and requiring progress reports to Parliament with explanations when targets are not met. Providing additional support and advice to employers on neurodiversity in the workplace, and developing a cross-government strategy to tackle all aspects of discrimination faced by neurodiverse children and adults. Implement a comprehensive race equality strategy, including reducing the disproportionately high maternal mortality rates for Black women and eliminating racial disparities in maternal health with a cross-departmental target and strategy. Ending the disproportionate use of stop and search and requiring all police forces to adopt ambitious targets for improving the diversity of their workforce, as set out in Chapter 11. Ending the Conservatives' hostile environment, implementing the Windrush Lessons Learned Review, and repealing the Conservatives' discriminatory right to rent law, as set out in Chapter 18. Scrapping the Conservatives' voter ID scheme and requiring political parties to publish candidate diversity data as set out in Chapter 20. Halting the use of facial recognition surveillance, which is most likely to wrongly identify Black people and women. Make it easier for disabled people to access public life, including the world of work, by adopting new accessibility standards for public spaces. Improving the legislative framework for blue badges. Incorporating the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities into UK law. Tackling the disability employment gap by implementing a targeted strategy to support disabled people into work with specialist disability employment support. Raising employers' awareness of the Access to Work scheme and simplifying and speeding up the application process. Introducing adjustment passports to record the adjustments, modifications, and equipment a disabled person has received, and ensuring that access to work support and equipment stays with the person if they change jobs. Building on the British Sign Language Act by increasing the use of BSL in government communications and working collaboratively with the BSL Alliance to promote and facilitate the use of BSL. Give Parliament time to fully debate and vote on legislation on assisted dying for terminally ill, mentally competent adults with strict safeguards, subject to a free vote. Promoted by Liberal Democrats. 1 Vincent Square, SW1P 2PN.